Mitt Romney won Arizona by double digits last night, but it was a squeaker in his native Michigan, where he beat Rick Santorum by only 3 percentage points. Voters in 10 states go to the polls next week for Super Tuesday, and the candidates are fanning out. Romney is in Ohio today, Rick Santorum in Tennessee, and Newt Gingrich in his home state of Georgia. Ohio has been called a must-win for the GOP, since no Republican has won the presidency without the Buckeye State. Joe Froelich of the Cleveland Plain Dealer editorial page joins us to talk about the stakes. Hi, Joe. Thanks for talking with us.
No problem, Sasha. Thank you.
Joe, even though a big cluster of state primaries will be held next Tuesday, most eyes are on Ohio. What is it about Ohio that makes it so critical?
Well, it's in many ways a microcosm of America. You've got some very big cities, you've got some small, you've got small towns, very large agriculture industries, actually the largest industry in Ohio, big manufacturing, some major universities and small town college towns. So it's a little bit of everything. I think that's one of the things that makes it such a swing state. As you said, it's Republicans have never won without carrying Ohio. In the 20th century and in the first three elections of this decade, this century, the Ohio voted for the winner every time but one. One time in the 20th century, Jimmy Carter was elected without carrying Ohio.
This week, two polls came out in Ohio that show Rick Santorum ahead of Mitt Romney by between 7 and 11 points. Do you think, though, that Romney's win in Michigan will give him some momentum in Ohio?
It may very well. I think what you're going to see is the Romney campaign trying to sort of repeat the formula that worked for them in Michigan. I noticed last night already a lot of ads on the 11 o'clock newscast, local newscast here in Cleveland, the idea that is Rick Santorum really a conservative? So I think they're going to try to hit him on that. What do you really know about Rick Santorum? And then you remember that Romney has presumably a much better ground attack here, or a ground campaign in terms of get out the vote, identifying voters and getting them to the polls. So you'll see the air campaign try to define Santorum, who's still, I think, not all that well known in the state, and then the ground campaign to get the vote out.
Joe, you mentioned ads. I take it that the political advertising landscape is in full swing in Ohio these days?
Yeah, you know, again, and the big ones, the ones I was seeing last night, very much focusing on Santorum, and is he a real conservative? And they seem to be run both by the Romney campaign directly as well as by the super PAC supporting him.
Well, speaking of Santorum and trying to protect himself from that, you've noted that, you've written that one danger faced by Republican candidates is that if they go too far to the right in the primary, they could lose voters in the general election. So perhaps as a hedge against that, Rick Santorum's campaign has said he will now focus more on jobs than on social issues. Do you think that's going to be persuasive for Ohio voters?
You know, I think that's what you need to talk about here. I'm not sure that he's really, I mean, I've heard him say that, and then over the weekend, he talked about, he's through some very, through a lot of ideological red meat out there. And I think a lot of people who might even say that jobs are really important, that's what attracts them to Santorum, though, is that are those positions he's taken on some of these moral issues.
The auto industry is huge in Ohio, just like in Michigan. Yet the Republican candidates have come out against the auto bailout. How is that playing out with Ohio voters?
I think it's a very tough issue for them here. I mean, the current Republican governor, John Kasich, when he was in his previous life as a Fox News commentator, had expressed some skepticism about the bailout at the time. But since he became governor, he has really, really not even come close to that. In fact, what he says is, I'm really glad the auto industry is back, and we're going to do everything we can to make them welcome here in Ohio. And I think that's really the much smarter position, rather than trying to relitigate what you stood for or didn't stand for at the end of 2008 or the beginning of 2009. But with a group of you've got the overall electorate, but then you've got this subgroup of people who are very strong in the Republican primary, and they want to hear, I think they want to hear that message about the bailout that I don't know plays with the overall electorate here.
Very quick answer to this one, if you could. Mitt Romney supported the effort by Ohio Governor John Kasich to restrict collective bargaining rights of public unions, but then voters overturned that. How do you think Romney's stand on that issue will affect the primary battle? About 15 seconds, if you could.
I don't think it's going to be a big issue in the primary. Again, the voters who will vote in the primary are going to be people who are very staunch Republicans, although Republican counties also voted to overturn that labor law.
Joe Froelich of the Cleveland Plain Dealers editorial page, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Sasha.